Good morning, Kate.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. What does the Junior League of Lansing do?
Well, we are an organization in the area that develops the potential of women, improves the community, and promotes volunteerism. And we do that through training and education. We also put our trained volunteers out into the community to help families and children at risk.
I know that you are very happy that the Capital Area Literacy Coalition it was selected as the next signature project starting 2012 going through 2013. Tell us about this.
Oh, we are thrilled. We're really looking forward to working with the Capital Area Literacy Coalition and their project helping young and not so young readers in the Lansing area, and helping individuals that might be parents or just adults that don't have the skill to read learn that. It's such an important and vital skill to being able to be a member of the society, and so for us just to take a very small role in that, working with the reading people, is fantastic.
All right. The Capital Area Literacy Coalition will receive $10,000 a year over the next 3 years to expand their growing readers program. How will you and the Junior League take part in that?
Well, we'll take part in that in a couple of ways. We will be providing the funding to them. So that's part of our mission as we improve the community. We provide usually around $10,000 in funding to what we call our signature project, and we do that over a three-year period in order to provide a really significant impact. But the best piece about Junior League is that we're not just providing the funding, we're also providing very well-trained volunteers to come in and help them with the program. I think that's one of the things that continues to happen to nonprofits as the economy maintains the level that it's at, is that manpower and woman power resources are sort of the first thing that go. You know, we want to still be able to provide services, and so oftentimes we don't have the ability to have the staff that we need to do the work. So Junior League is there to be able to provide not just funding to support these things, but also hands on the ground to be able to do this work in the community.
Kate, tell us about the training. What's involved with that?
Well, the training is really multi-layer. We bring our members into the organization and put them in a six-month training program just to help them understand what our organization is about, to understand a very rudimentary level of nonprofit management. I mean, we're certainly not teaching any sort of nonprofit accounting in that six-month time, but just helping people understand how a nonprofit works, not just from our own standpoint, but because the agencies that we tend to work with are nonprofits. So that's how it starts, and then throughout your membership in Junior League, we meet monthly, and there is always a training component to those meetings.
All right, so if folks want to become involved, how do they do that?
Well, to become a member of the Junior League of Lansing, I would first direct them to our website, which is jllansing.org, and there's information about how to become a member there.
Is it hard to get people to become Junior League members?
No. In fact, we find that people, you know, we definitely do a recruitment process, but we also find that people come to us. One, because we have a reputation for being the preeminent volunteers in the Lansing area, but also because people are looking for a place to share their resources, their time, talent, and occasionally their treasure. And everybody is very busy. It doesn't matter what you do. Everyone is very, very busy. And so this is a way that you can find all of your volunteer opportunities aggregated in one place. You don't have to go out seeking. We already have relationships with a lot of the organizations that you would want to volunteer at anyway.
Kate Powers is the president of the Junior League of Lansing. Kate, if there's any way we can help you promote the great work that you do, please stay in contact with us, and we're there for you.
Of course. Thank you so much, Tony. Have a great day.